Welcome to the September issue of Convene Magazine. This podcast is brought to you by Meetings and Conventions, Calgary.
PCMA's priorities and efforts relating to communication, education, engagement, and collaboration are unparalleled. People learn from using a variety of different techniques and innovative approaches. At Meetings and Conventions Calgary, we know that all forms of communication and engagement are valuable and serve a purpose. We are proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. With a consistent theme embracing all things innovative, Calgary presents a unique Canadian option for all your meeting needs. Contact us at meetingscalgary.com to start your Calgary meeting experience. And now, PCMA Today, September 2015. Viva Meetings! PCMA will be hosting three events in Mexico and Latin America in the fall. In the coming months, PCMA's global development team will head south of the border to lead events and education programs with partners in Mexico and Latin America. On September 23rd, PCMA's Mexico Advisory Board travels to Ixtapan de la Sal, Mexico, for the 2015 PCMA North American Advisory Summit, a dynamic gathering of Mexican government officials, representatives from the business supply chain, and meeting professionals. The two-day event at the Marriott Ixtapan de la Sal will conclude with a State of Mexico town hall session, during which meeting planners and other professionals can have a discussion with senior government advisors about their experiences holding meetings and events in Mexico, and to see what the future holds. To watch a video from NAAS 2014, visit convn.org/NAAS Summit 14. PCMA will bring the Certified Association Sales Executive, or CASE, course to Mexico for the first time this fall. The course will be offered as a one-day face-to-face interactive deep dive combined with a self-paced 12-week online certificate program. CASE teaches executives to better understand associations, how they function, and how decisions are being made, said Michelle Crowley, PCMA's Director of Global Development. It allows participants to discover how to anticipate the needs of clients and be perceived as a partner, not just a vendor. Both programs are outgrowths of PCMA's partnership with Mexico, which is designed to develop new strategies for showcasing the country's meeting capabilities while also expanding education for local industry professionals. PCMA has been a terrific partner to create business in Mexico, said Rodrigo Esponda, CMP, the Mexico Tourism Board's Regional Director for North America. In the last year, there has been a dramatic transformation in Mexico in many areas in terms of economic development. Farther south, Colombia will host PCMA's Convention Services Manager, or CSM, training program. The CSM program is geared to anyone that is at the service delivery end of a meeting or congress, Crowley said. In addition to incorporating recent upgrades to the CSM program, PCMA customizes the program depending on local structure and need. The CSM training is 3 days long and offered to groups of 20 to 50 senior managers and convention services managers, all of whom will gain a deeper understanding of the nuances of working with global meeting professionals. Tourism and development organizations understand the value of business events and the potential economic impact they can bring, Crowley said. By providing training for the industry infrastructure, it better positions the destinations to win global business and provide proper above-average service to clients and their events to make them return with future programs. To learn more about PCMA's upcoming NAAS CASE or CSM program, contact PCMA's Global Development Team at global@pcma.org.